This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Theater Now presents a new play inspired by slasher flicks from the 1980s. The play, called Thea-Terror, is focused on the fictional Penny Theater Company's production of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Like a good slasher flick, people start disappearing. I spoke with two actresses from the show, Erin Hunter and Melissa Randall.
You say you've never done anything like it?
No, I've never done anything like it.
Same.
I play Lynn Palmer, who was one of the founding members of the company that left 3 years ago, and now she's back and happy to be back, but not happy about how she left.
I play Renee Castle, who is a grumpy curmudgeon-y techie who runs everything backstage in the show, and she complains about everything, but she loves everything that she does. So the Penny, which is a community theater very similar to what the Brown Coat was, really, that's what kind of inspired it, is a small community theater who's kind of struggling, and they put on a production of Macbeth that turns out to be a little cursed, because as the show goes on, some of the cast and crew start to disappear. And I mean, from the beginning, the audience sees that there's a kind of like a serial killer who has a thing for Shakespeare. kind of taking the cast out one by one.
There are little nuggets that kind of come up throughout the whole thing, so you never know exactly who the suspect is. Everybody's kind of a suspect.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun, like, whodunit, look for clues, try to figure out who's behind it
right.
kind of show.
Is it because somebody said Macbeth in the theater?
That plays into it, for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe not entirely.
Yeah.
In the end, maybe not entirely what the problem is.
There's a fun little quip that the character of Donna, who's the director of the show on stage, says, like, don't say the M word in the theater, because someone quite brazenly just starts saying Macbeth, Macbeth. And she's like, don't say that. It's cursed. And it's kind of just like, a little wink at the audience. Like, yeah, it actually is.
Erin, you said this was a play that you'd never done anything like it.
I haven't.
What is it about it?
Well, I have never done, I have done in the film world, I have done a lot of like independent horror films, many of which I hope nobody ever sees. But I have never done a horror play before. I mean, I think there are some. It's not unheard of, but it's unique. And this one, to be so fun and funny and representing both film from the 80s and theater, a lot of poking fun at theater and actors and techs and the whole world. Chase Harrison wrote it, and he is in love with 1980s horror slasher flicks. So this is what inspired it. And I don't think there's a lot of theater inspired by 1980s slasher flicks.
Yeah, probably not.
And it has a scary element, but because it's theater, it's not too scary. And there's a lot of humor.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Is there any legitimately scary thing in it, or is it kind of all tongue-in-cheek?
Well, Gwenna Farr, in her review for Encore, said that she was actually scared in moments. So maybe. Other people have said it's just fun. I guess it depends on your perspective.
I would say mostly fun. I can think of a particular scene or two that there's like that shock factor to it. It's scary because you don't really see it coming, and then it just kind of happens in front of you.
Yeah.
What about children?
There have been kids there, probably between the ages of like 9 and 15, and no one ever really looks frightened.
Maybe not young kids.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
No. There's some slight profanity
in some scenes.
Nothing too extreme, but just something to be aware of. I would say if it was a movie, it'd be rated PG-13.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like Halloween the season. It's just fun.
That was Erin Hunter and Melissa Randall from Thea-Terror. The show is on stage at Theater Now on Friday and Saturday nights. That's the 27th and 28th of October, plus a special performance on Halloween night. That's Tuesday, the 31st. Find details at whqr.org.